Well, what if the reason that you feel spiritually dry is because you've been living without fresh oil? On today's episode of the James Epperly Show, we're sitting down with revivalist and author Chris Garcia, a man who's certainly on a mission to awaken the church to deeper intimacy with the Holy Spirit. He's the founder of Father's Glory International and the author of Fresh Oil, Secrets to Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. It's a life-giving book that's igniting personal revival in believers all around the world. So if you're hungry for more of God, or if you're ready to move from empty to overflowing, then this conversation is for you. So get ready for insight, impartation, and a fresh encounter with the presence of God. Well, Chris, welcome to the program today. It is such an honor to have you with us. I've been able to watch some of your live streams and, of course, read your book and see what God is doing through you and your ministry. And man, it is incredible. So I'm so honored to have you with us today. So before we jump into your new book, Fresh Oil, would you walk us through a little bit of your journey and just tell our viewers maybe how you found Christ and kind of that journey to now introducing people to the Holy Spirit on social media platforms, literally hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So just give us a little bit of background on your story.
Yeah. So the way that I got saved was I got through, really, I went into the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I've never been a part of a Spirit-filled church. I grew up in a nominal, very religious, traditional home and Roman Catholicism. And I didn't really understand the life of the Spirit. My mom got invited to a service, and I went, and it changed my whole life. And I was 12 years old when that happened. And it was the presence of God that gripped my heart. It was the presence of God that made me want to lay my life down for Jesus. It was the presence of God that revived my soul. It was the presence of God that did all those things. And so a deep yearning and a hunger developed over time. And so I really didn't have an understanding of the gospel until I was 16. When I was 16, that's when I clearly heard the message preached. And then I repented and I trusted Christ. And then the Lord started reminding me of when I was 12 about his presence. And so I would lock myself away for hours, worshiping, praying, reading the Bible. But something wasn't, I was yearning for more, and I didn't really understand it. So I would talk to leaders and stuff, and they would say things like, "Oh, Chris, you have all of God that you need. You don't need anything else." And I'm like, something, there's more. I don't know what it is. So I ended up going back to the same church that the Lord touched me when I was younger. So I went over there. Coincidentally, there are no coincidences with God. There was like an explosion of power and glory in the youth group. And, you know, fast forward later, 16, 17 years old, I got caught up, swept away by a revival. I would say it was a revival for me. I've never seen the presence and power of God flooding through teenagers like that. Kids were on the floor weeping. some of them were receiving mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit. Others were just silent. And I remember I was standing there, and the pastor, the pastor's wife, she was laying hands on the kids. And I was really crazy, you know, like uneducated, you know, unpolished, you know. And so she's laying hands on me and nothing happens. And she walks away, and I grabbed her by the wrist. I said, "Lady, nothing happened. Please pray again." Well, what happened there was, you know, she didn't rebuke me. She wasn't upset. She smiled, you know, and she just admired the hunger that was in my heart, you know. She did not shun me. She smiled, and she barely touched me. She just said, "Father, I just pray that you would touch this young man, meet him according to his hunger." And all of a sudden, it was like my heart became like melted wax. And I was just on the floor, and I felt that what I was yearning for was the fullness of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Chris, what I love about just that journey and how you came in experiencing the Holy Spirit is I think in the church today, we have so much theology and we have so many programs, but we don't have intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And I kind of came in like you did. I was raised in a Spirit-filled Pentecostal church, but back in the day, we had these overhead projector things that put the words up on the screen. It was the most intense job of the church because if you got it wrong, everyone's staring at you. But that was my job, and I volunteered to do that. And I was like seven, eight years old. And I remember them singing in worship and this feeling coming. I didn't know what it was called. I remember often we would just sit in silence and there was that feeling. And I would often go up to my room and I didn't know how to play the piano at the time, but I would just kind of hit notes on the piano and sing until that feeling came. And I was so desperate for it. And years later, you know, I would learn it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. But I often, you know, if you look at culture today and even a movement of people walking away from the church and all the stuff that's really just happening in our world. And I heard Pastor Rod Parsley say, a man with an argument is at the mercy of a man with an experience.
That's
and I
right.
often thought, I don't know how I could ever walk away, because my encounters with God and the presence of God has been so real and tangible in my life that what would you ever do with that? How could right. you ever walk away? And I love that that's what you're bringing on a secular platform that can often be used for the enemy, but you are invading that space and teaching people how to encounter the presence yeah. of God, and not just encounter, but to have intimacy.
Right.
With him. So talk to me a little bit about that word intimacy, because that's kind of a theme in your book. It's been a theme in your lives, not just quick encounters, but having that intimate relationship. Right. So what does intimacy look like in the life of a believer with the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, for me, I equate intimacy with natural terms. You know, it was Brother Hagin that used to say that spiritual things are a lot like natural things. And I would equate intimacy as a marriage, a covenant of marriage. You start off, I've been married for almost 12 years now. And so when I started getting to know my wife, you know, I didn't know everything that there was to know about her. I didn't know her quirks. I didn't know her sense of humor. I really didn't know much like I know now. And so time spent intentionally with my wife produced a knowledge of my wife that was so profound after years and years of being intentional with her that she can call me on an unknown number and I recognize the voice, her voice. She can look at me and tell me exactly what she's thinking just by her eyes. You know, those things grow with time. And time well spent with an individual. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit invites us to a personal relationship with his presence. You know, and at first, it may feel awkward. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this before. I've experienced this many times. You'll pick someone up that you really don't know well, maybe a guest, and you're driving, and when you're quiet, it's really awkward because you don't know the person. But you can do that with your spouse for hours on end because you have deep knowledge of your spouse. There's all of the awkwardness is gone because there's so much time well spent. And a lot of people approach the Lord that way. They spend time they're trying to get to know God. It's awkward for them. They really don't know, like, you know, how the presence of the Holy Spirit can operate. And so it gets like that. But intimacy is time, intentional time, well spent with the Lord, where it gets to a point where through his word and through his presence, you start to discern what he's saying to you.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's like I said earlier, it's I call them like nonverbal unctions. There's, you just know what he's saying. There's a perception, there's a discernment that grows over time by his word and by his spirit. And as you're waiting in God's presence, being still and being quiet at times, it doesn't feel weird. It's just, it's just intimate. The goal of intimacy for me with the Holy Spirit is one word. It's union.
Wow.
Or oneness.
Yeah.
Many people treat the Holy Spirit like some cosmic force or something I need to feel or something I need to get. We treat the Spirit sometimes as a fix or a, I need to feel it this way and I'm okay now. But many people get stuck there and their relationship with the Lord is up, down, up, down, up, down. But when you see that the aim of the Holy Spirit's presence is in your life is to create union with him, you become one with him, and intimacy creates such a oneness where you start realizing the mind of Christ. And notice I said the word realizing.
Yeah.
Because the scripture says that all the promises of God are accessible. You know, the one of my favorite passages in 1 Peter, it says that God has given us these great and exceeding precious promises that by these we may become partakers of God's divine nature. We have all of these things. In Christ Jesus, it's an astounding yes and amen. I don't need to pray to get the mind of Christ. As I am developing union with the presence of the Holy Spirit, I realize the mind of Christ. He's already on the inside of me.
Yeah.
The Christ in you, the hope of glory, him we preach, according to Paul, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't realize like Christ is in us. He really is. That is the renewal of the mind. And it's more than just this. It's all of this here. And so you take the word and you as you're meditating and you enter into like contemplative seeing. You start, when I say seeing, I'm not talking about seeing literally Jesus. You start seeing the glory within that verse. You start seeing a prism of the light of Christ in that verse, and you start seeing that, and it causes you to transform. It's a metamorphosis. And so, and just a quick recap, meditation is chewing on something, and it's digesting it, right? Now, when we're meditating on something, here's the powerful reality to this. The aim of the meditation is that it becomes a part of you. And so just as you eat food, you know, like let's say you're eating, and it depends what you're eating too. If you're eating junk, you're going to feel like horrible when you're done eating. But if you eat something living, like vegetation, vegetables, meat, you know, whatever, something that's healthy, it's alive. It was alive at one point. The word of God is alive. And as we're consuming the word, what ends up happening is that we move into the energy of his grace. And we start operating from his ability and his power in and for and through us. It's Jesus is a heavenly carbohydrate, you know, like he's the bread of heaven. It's a carb, you know? And so, you know, like, you go in the spiritual strength of that food. Man does not live off of bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yeah. Chris, that is so good. And your live stream and your book, it's cutting through the noise, and then it's inviting people into that intimacy with the presence of God. And I'm loving it. So real quick, you outline 8 keys to intimacy in your book. And I don't want you to give them all away, but is there one particular one that's kind of been a highlight to you that you've been seeing impacting people's lives in a great way?
Yeah. The immediate response to that, I didn't even have to think about it. It's waiting on the Lord. That is, most people don't know the reality of waiting on the Lord. When we say waiting on the Lord, we think of like a season. Oh, I'm just waiting on God for my answer. And there is a waiting that's found in Isaiah 40, 31, where it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall receive renewal of strength. They shall mount up with wings as of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And then after that, the next chapter that of Isaiah 40, 31 is Isaiah 41, verse 1, where it says, let the coastlands be silent and let the peoples receive their strength. There is a strength, there is a rejuvenation, and there is a renewal when we practice waiting. Now, when we say waiting, what does that mean? Well, the word waiting is a Hebrew word. I'm gonna butcher the word, but I think it's like kava. And this word means to braid or to twist. And so when we're waiting in God's presence, we are in anticipation and in expectation that He is here with us, regardless of what we feel or perceive. And as we are waiting there, we are being braided into the presence of God.
Yeah.
And we receive renewal. We receive strength out of the place of rest. And so what is Christ doing right now? He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Seated, the scripture also says that we too are seated in Christ in heavenly places. To be seated is two words. It's enthronement and rest. Christ is enthroned, but He is also resting. The biblical language of being seated, it means to rest. And so when God spoke to Moses, He says, my presence will go with you and you will have rest.
Yeah.
And Jesus says in Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 11, 28, if I'm not mistaken, where it says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. He's echoing that parallel of Exodus. My presence, come to my presence, and I will give you rest for what? Your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we're living in such a day and age where we're so overly stimulated, overly distracted. We're in a hamster wheel, constantly moving. We're going, 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 doing, 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 but we're not being, being, being. And what God wants for us is that we would work out of rest, where we would operate out of grace, where we would do exponentially more than what can be humanly achieved through being with the Lord. And so waiting on Him looks like that. It looks like just being with Him for the sake of being and presenting yourself before Him in expectation. And last thing I'll say on this is many people don't do that because they get discouraged because nothing is going on. And here's what I would say to that response. God speaks out of nothing. God does out of nothing. Genesis 1, right? In the beginning, God creates the heavens and the earth. There was nothing, and God spoke out of the nothing. If we embrace the nothingness, we can experience a reality of the Word of God and the presence of God that is so creative within us that it will totally change our lives. Waiting peels the flesh away and only reveals the spirit. And so sometimes waiting sifts what's emotional from spiritual.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That is so good. You know, and some of the words that you're using, I think, is so interesting because, again, I grew up hearing some of these words like waiting on the Lord or ministering unto the Lord or intimacy. meditation. But even earlier, you talked about that scent of the Lord. I remember growing up in church and waiting on the Lord, and they would talk about that. Like, do you smell the presence of the Lord? And, you know, it was a year or two ago, we had left, had church service. It was a wonderful service. And me and my family had left. I had forgotten something. So I came back, was not spiritually minded at all, and walked through into the sanctuary to get something. And as soon as I hit the doors, a smell hit my nose, and instantly I knew internally, I remembered that scent from being a child in church services where we could, you could tangibly smell the presence of the Lord like that. And it, it floored me, because it was like, I know that that's God. And I love that you're contending to bring these back to the body of Christ in your live streams and in your book, and obviously your teachings, because man, if we don't contend, especially in a modern, fast paced, distracted society, these things will be lost. So we got to hold on. And that's exactly what you're doing through your brand new book, Fresh Oil. So Chris, would you pray for people today who maybe they're watching and they've been distracted, or they feel like they're struggling to connect with the Spirit of God? Would you pray for them that they would be able to lean in and do what we've been talking about today?
Yep, absolutely. Well, if you're, you know, you're watching right now and there's a desire in your heart for more of God, you know, that desire comes from God, and God wants to minister to you more than your desire for him to minister to you. And so let's pray. So Father, I just come before you right now in the precious name of your Son. And I ask you, Lord, for a spirit of wisdom and revelation of you in the deep and intimate knowledge of you. I pray, Lord God, that you would impart such a desire for whoever is watching right now to go into the depths of your presence, that they would see waiting and lingering in your presence not as a task or a religious chore, but a true delight. And Lord, I just ask you that you would reveal your Son through your word and through your Spirit, that you would cause such a depth, a deep intimacy to be incubated in every single heart. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you, Holy Spirit, would unveil Jesus to every single person. And Father, I thank you for the visitations and the encounters that people will experience. But I also thank you that we just don't live in visitation, but we would live in a habitation, that you would cause us to be one with your Spirit. And so I pray that Ephesians 1:15 prayer, that the eyes of our heart would be flooded with light. The entrance of your word brings light, and in your light do we see light. And I thank you for the grace of rest, and that you would reveal to your saints how easy it is to be in your presence, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. If there's any distractions, if there's anyone that feels the fatigue and the exhaustion of the soul, Father, I thank you for drawing them back into the rivers of living water and the gentle, peaceful streams. You are our shepherd. You lead us by the still waters, and you restore our soul. And we thank you for the renewal of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that, Chris. I appreciate everything that you're bringing to the body of Christ and helping people have intimacy and habitation. I love that, with the Holy Spirit. Well, would you tell us a little bit about your ministry and your live streams, where our viewers can find you and connect with you moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can catch me on YouTube. You just look for my name on YouTube. It's Chris Garcia. Also, our website is fathersglory.org. Fathersglory.org. We're an international ministry. It's called Father's Glory International. We do gospel crusades in Central and South America. And I'm also a pastor. I'm also a local pastor here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we have, it's called House of Glory. And you can look find us on our website, thehouseofglory.org, or look up House of Glory on YouTube.
Amen. From Arkansas is coming a house of glory to the nations. I love it, man. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us today. I pray it's not the last time we will see you on this program, but it's been such an honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Pioneer Television Network, we are dedicated to spreading the spirit of revival and sharing the hope and love of Jesus with people everywhere. Every broadcast, every message, and every life touched is made possible through the generous support of people just like you. Your gift will not only help us continue to share this life-changing message, but also empower us to reach even more people with the hope of revival. As our way of saying thank you, we love to send you a book of your choice from one of our recent ministry guests. It's easy to give. Use the information at the bottom of your screen, or text PTN now to 1-888-364-GIVE. Your generosity will help us bring the spirit of revival to countless lives around the world. Thank you for standing with us and for being part of this incredible mission. Together, we're making an eternal impact.
Well, wow, what a powerful time today with Chris Garcia. If you've been stirred, challenged, or drawn closer to the Holy Spirit through this conversation, well, then I want to encourage you to take the next step. When you give a gift of just $25 or more to support this ministry, we want to send you a copy of Chris Garcia's book, Fresh Oil, Secrets to Intimacy with the Holy Spirit, just as our way of saying thank you. Now, this is more than just a book. It's an invitation into a deeper, spirit-filled life that you won't want to miss. Also, don't forget to download the Pioneer Channel app. Now, this is your 24/7 source for anointed preaching, dynamic worship, and life-giving conversations just like the one you saw today. Simply search Pioneer Network now on your device's app store and stay connected to faith-filled content wherever you go. Now, to everyone watching, thank you for being a part of the James Epperly Show. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that God loves you, He's not mad at you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.
Life can be hectic, and we often find ourselves rushing from one task to the other. However, with the Pioneer Network app, you can discover faith and inspiration wherever you are. Featuring original programming crafted to uplift and strengthen your faith, the app connects you with some of the world's leading Christian voices 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're commuting, exercising, or taking a break, spiritual enrichment is now just a tap away. Don't let the busyness of life distract you from your faith journey. Stay inspired and uplifted. Download the Pioneer Network app today on your favorite platform. This has been the James Epperly Show. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by friends and partners of Pioneer Television Network. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message around the world. To learn more, visit thejamesepperlyshow.com.